We rely on it to send gifts, shop online, and sell our goods around the world. Global shipping is a cornerstone of international trade that powers our economies and gives us easy access to goods from across the seas. What many don't know is that international shipping is killing our planet. Global shipping produces more carbon than the aviation industry and is set to contribute roughly 17% of human-caused emissions by 2050. This week, the International Maritime Organization will meet to discuss how to reduce these worrying figures and formulate a plan for the future. Today, we are joined by Christiane de Berkeley, Senior Lecturer at the University of Melbourne, to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I want to start off by asking, what is the actual environmental cost of shipping goods internationally?
Well, the cost for the sector as a whole is incredibly high and stands at around about 1 billion tons of carbon in 2018, which amounted to nearly 3% of global emissions. Now, the thing is, it's important to put this into perspective because the, like you mentioned, this is slightly more than the emissions of the aviation industry. But it's very important to remember that if you look at shipping in terms of emissions per ton transported over one nautical mile, which is, you know, commonly used to express emissions at that level, then shipping is, well, the least polluting way of transport. The reason why shipping is so polluting as a sector as a whole is because of the sheer volume of things we ship. That has amounted to around about 11 billion tons in 2019, or 60 trillion ton miles. So that's 60 trillion tons of goods transported over 1 mile, to kind of give you an idea of that total volume.
That's huge. It's hard to actually visualize that.
It's immense. I mean, you're basically looking at around 50,000 gigantic cargo ships that are on the water at any given time. They're almost always on the move, and you know, the biggest container ships that are currently on the water can carry around about 20 to 24,000 containers each. So this is the fascinating paradox of this industry. It's like, on the one hand, there isn't a cleaner way to transport goods around the world, but at the same time, because we transport so incredibly much, the sector as a whole is polluting immensely. And there is a target to try to reduce that. And like you said, the IMO is trying to, you know, articulate a pathway of how to meet that target. But, you know, it's very difficult to actually get the industry, you know, to ensure that those emissions will go down by enough and quickly enough.
And one of those targets by the International Maritime Organization, which is meeting this week to discuss a plan to reduce emissions, one of the targets is to reduce carbon intensity of individual ships by 40% by 2030. Yes. How does it propose to meet this target?
So this is indeed one of the main things they're going to discuss this week. But it's important to see this in the context of the bigger target that they set in 2018. So in 2018, the IMO said that they would aim to halve carbon emissions of the sector as a whole by 2050, while aiming to phase them out entirely. So their end goal is to fully decarbonize the shipping industry. Now, the thing is that they're richly late with this target because the Kyoto Protocol, which was adopted in 1997, already asked the shipping industry to set a target. And the Kyoto Protocol based, you know, emissions reductions targets on a 1990 baseline. Now, the target set by the IMO is set on a baseline of the year 2008. And between 1990 and 2008, the emissions of the shipping industry have doubled. If they are now saying that they're going to reduce emissions by 50% on that 2008 baseline, they're actually simply going to return to the point that they were in 1990, which was already way too high. So this shows how the target that the IMO has set is nowhere nearly ambitious enough to actually meet the commitments that countries have made in the Paris Agreement to limit warming to 1.5 or maximum 2 degrees Celsius. So right now, what they're discussing this week is to simply reduce the carbon intensity of individual ships. Now, that's comparable to saying the aviation industry is a problem, but rather than trying to bring down emissions of the sector as a whole, we're going to say that individual planes have to become more carbon, more energy efficient and less carbon intensive. This means that for an individual ship or plane, the emissions will come down, but that doesn't have necessarily any implications for the sector as a whole, particularly if you consider that the shipping industry has been growing at about 3.5% a year on average over the past few decades. And this includes a 5% contraction during the global financial crisis and may also include, the 5% contraction that we see this year because of COVID. So despite some, occasional contractions of the industry, it has been growing significantly, and merely reducing the carbon intensity of ships is not going to allow the industry to meet a realistic and ambitious emissions target that will actually help us meet the Paris Agreement commitments.
Thank you so much for joining us and really going into it. It's really good that we look at this from a different perspective because, as you mentioned before, it might look good on paper, but if you're reducing it 40% back to 1990, it's actually not as grand as it sounds on paper. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.